Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, one of the inevitable side effects of a world in constant connection is that we're all much more likely to get hacked. But take heart, because Boston has quickly become a leading developer of new cybersecurity technologies. And Asma Khalid, who leads WBUR's business and technology team Bostonomics, has been looking into why the city has a ballooning cybersecurity sector. And she found something interesting. The region's successes may be connected to the country of Israel. And Asma joins us now. It's good to see you.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so tell us more. What do you mean that part of what's happening here is tied to Israel?
Right. So, Meghna, I think in order to really understand what that means, you need to understand the ecosystem in Israel. And I spoke with the Israeli Consul General to New England. His name is Yehudi Yaakov, and let's take a listen to what he had to say.
Israel is no doubt the epicenter of global cyber activity today. This didn't happen by accident. You have the R&D activities going on in the military. You have the policies being pushed by the government. This feeds into the business world and the academic world.
And so, Meghna, I don't know if folks are familiar with this, but military service is mandatory in Israel. And you have people learning cyber skills and then sort of cycling out through this conveyor belt into the private sector. And so, he told me that Israel saw that cyber would essentially be the new frontier for warfare.
Right. So, I mean, a very security-minded state to begin with. It makes perfect sense that they would look at the internet and say, this is an area of potential vulnerability that they need to
totally
address.
And you have that sort of ecosystem, right, because people go from the military into the private
sector. Exactly.
Sector.
Okay, so what about the relationship then between Israel and the Boston area? When did that start?
So I asked a bunch of people this question, and I heard different answers. Yehudi Yaakov pointed me to when Akamai and EMC first set up centers in Israel, both of these companies Boston-based. You know, EMC is now merged with Dell, but they both have centers in Israel and have had centers there for a number of years. And then I also spoke with a venture capitalist. His name is Jeff Fagnan. He's with Accomplice. It's a firm in Cambridge. I wanted to get a sense of when they were first sort of tipped off to this industry in Boston.
We started investing in cyber before it was probably mainstream and hip to invest in cyber. So like a lot of the cyber companies that we've invested in, we started investing in 2004. We brought CyberArk over from Israel in early 2000 timeframe.
And so, Meghna, he was actually one of the first people who showed me the sort of importance, I would say, of Israel in understanding the Boston ecosystem. Jeff talked to me about Israel being really a sort of huge factor, but at the same time also pointed out that, two of the largest Massachusetts-based cybersecurity companies, both Carbon Black and Rapid7, they have more U.S.-based ties.
So just a quick question here. CyberArk that he referred to, is it one of the cybersecurity companies that the VC firm brought over to Boston from Israel?
So, it's interesting. Interesting, because CyberArk is this company that now it has a U.S. headquarters in Newton. It is still globally headquartered in Israel, but it had its IPO in 2014 and was considered, sort of a very public fanfare IPO. It's considered to be one of the sort of success stories you hear in terms of Israeli companies choosing to come to Boston.
I see. Now, did you talk to Fagnan about sort of whether or not the business environment or the tech environment here in Boston makes for closer or eases the way for closer ties between the Boston area and Israel?
Right. That's the thing we always hear about, too, right, with Boston having its talent workforce,
yeah,
right, and the academic institutions here. And what Jeff told me that was interesting is he said, a lot of times Boston looks at Silicon Valley with sort of, he didn't say this, but I could say this, is sort of envy, right,
yeah,
of the idea that things haven't worked out the way that it always was meant to be. And he actually referred to this period, I would say, in the early 2000s. He said a lot of venture capital firms, they missed that first wave of the internet. And it was kind of the dark ages for New England. And he said cybersecurity is really different in part because it plays to what is inherent in the DNA of Boston's tech ecosystem.
Silicon Valley is known for a lot of consumer technology. Boston's not. If you look at where New England's been strong, physics, machine learning, data science, networking, big computing that has lots of processing power. And that's the kind of stuff you need if you're going to build cybersecurity.
Sounds pretty good. I mean, the way he's putting it. But what about then the people required to build these companies? Talent always being a factor here.
Yeah. So talent is a factor. And I will say I spoke with one Israeli founded company as well, who mentioned to me that that was one of the attractions in terms of why they decided to come to Boston. They said that not only are you looking at people who understand the tech, but they needed people in, say, marketing and sales, and that people had this sort of fundamental understanding of cybersecurity and its importance. But Meghna, the other thing that I thought was really interesting is people talk to me about the market and why this is so different than Silicon Valley, right? You know, you think about the market for cybersecurity, it's big banks, it's hospitals, pharma companies, sometimes government contractors, and these are all East Coast-centered industries, right? And so if you are a cybersecurity company, you want to be close to your market. And in this case, your market is East Coast-centered. And that's what I actually heard from Lior Deef. He's the CEO of CyberReason. It's an Israeli-founded company that has made Boston its headquarters. Lior himself was in the Israeli army. He was part of the cyber team, you know, thwarting attacks, using intelligence and whatnot. And he talked to me about why they chose Boston.
In 2012, we decided to move to Boston. And the reason that we choose Boston is a fewfold. One is, you know, we believe that most of our customers exist in the East Coast. The second thing, the amount of talent pool that exists.
Okay, so another nod there to the talent pool, Asma. But were there also other sort of practical reasons why Boston may be a great place for these companies?
Yeah, Lior told me that, you know, you can't really overestimate the idea of just being three time zones closer to Tel Aviv. Three time zones being if you were on the West Coast, you'd be 3 hours further behind. And they have their entire R&D team in Israel, as do other Israeli-founded companies. And so that time zone and accessibility is important, as well as the fact that there are now direct flights between Boston and Tel Aviv. But one thing he told me that I thought was really interesting is he said that when they first chose to move to Boston, and he would tell this to people in Tel Aviv, they kind of looked at him somewhat skeptically.
When we moved to here 4 years ago, it was, you know, very weird. Why you move to Boston and not to Silicon Valley? It's like we hear that question like back in the day a lot. And today we're not hearing this question anymore in Tel Aviv. Nobody is asking us why you moved to Boston. It's almost obvious that Boston, this is a place that you can move if you want to be closer to the market.
Which I thought was really interesting, right? I mean, they still have their essentially their R&D facility in Israel, as do other companies. But in terms of so many of the other operations of the company, they've chose Boston. And he says, you know, look, they had around three dozen people 2 years ago. They're now essentially taking up a floor of the John Hancock building. And they have been growing very, very rapidly and have gotten a major cash infusion of over $100 million from SoftBank.
Wow, just over the past couple of years. Then. Wow. So huge growth with this one company, for example. Mm-hmm. But what does it tell us about the scale of the cyber industry as a whole here?
Right, Meghna, I think that's so hard to quantify. Jeff Fagnan, right, from Accomplice, the venture capital firm, he actually told me that he felt like the place is overcrowded. Granted, he also is someone who says that he was an early investor,
and
right?
There is competition now,
and there is competition. Yeah. But he also made the point that it's somewhat hard to differentiate all of these smaller startups in the cybersecurity realm because they're so much, right? But I think what's interesting, and this is all kind of anecdata, is you look at the success of individual companies, right? So you can look at a company like Carbon Black, right? This is a company that's become kind of like a pillar institution, and you now have people who started in the early days of Carbon Black who've left. And Jeff told me that they've actually invested in three companies by people who used to work at Carbon Black, right? Uh-huh. So you start to have that cycle. So that's one thing that I think is really interesting. The other thing that I would say is just sort of, again, kind of an abstract data point is that the New England Israel Business Council actually tried to essentially look at what the cybersecurity ecosystem, what that relationship looks like. And they looked at a company, CyberArk, Israeli founded, and found that it protects 40% of Fortune 1000 companies.
Wow.
Right? I mean, so you can sort of just look at the customer base. And that to me, Meghna, is a really interesting story because you have all these anecdotal data points, right? And you have these companies who have been moving here, and then either they spin out new companies, or at this point, as Lior said, the ecosystem now back in Tel Aviv is, if you want to come to the U.S., hey, you really ought to think about coming to Boston.
Yeah. Well, Asma Khalid, she leads Bostonomics WBUR's business and technology team. Totally fascinating, Asma. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Meghna.